I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A measure to protect Christians in the Middle East is deadlocked in the U.S. Senate. Now, if passed into law, it would create a special envoy to protect religious minorities in the Middle East. Tom Doyle, E3 Partners Middle East expert, spoke with us recently about the blockage of this bill.
We're praying for a breakthrough and for our country to stand up for Christians around the world, whatever that looks like.
Doyle says the lack of a U.S. response actually encourages further persecution. Pray that the senators who are blocking this bill would step down. And if you live in the U.S., you can contact your representative through a link at our website. Elsewhere, what do the World Cup, the Olympics, and Brazil have in common? Well, millions of people, tourist dollars, and poverty combine to make the perfect storm for human trafficking. In fact, Brazil's government estimates that since last year, there's been a 1,500% spike. Reach Global, along with the Brazilian church and their partners, want to be part of the solution. They're sending and mobilizing evangelism and awareness teams now. We can connect you through our website. And it's easy to see God's hand working in a situation like this. Last August, Bethany Christian Services was contacted by the owners of a company called Initials, Inc. They asked to support Bethany's NOW campaign. Pete Knibbe of Bethany says the difference includes 7 fully funded adoptions, an increase in foster care inquiries, and growth in spiritual possibilities.
We believe that the demonstration of the gospel is happening through not only why we're doing what we're doing, but how we're doing it. And demonstrating to these children that the love of Jesus is real.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have our new and improved e-news blast delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the banner. I'm Ruth Kramer.